USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
2,983 men, women, and children lost their lives 21 years ago when planes crashed into the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania that terrorists were reportedly trying to crash into Washington, D.C. Those innocent lives were remembered Sunday morning in New York at the 9/11 Memorial, where their names were read during the annual ceremony.
Anthony Alvarado.
Antonio Javier Alvarez.
Victoria Alvarez Brito.
Thelma E. Alvier.
At the Pentagon, President Biden laid a wreath at the memorial site there. He also recalled the unity formed in the days following the attack.
I hope we'll remember that in the midst of these dark days, we dug deep, we cared for each other, and we came together.
First Lady Jill Biden attended the ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The flag-draped coffin of Queen Elizabeth II has arrived in Edinburgh after a somber procession through the Scottish countryside, leaving Balmoral Castle for the Holyrood House Palace. Mourners lined the streets to pay their respects. The Queen is the longest reigning monarch in British history. Her eldest son, King Charles III, and Queen Consort Camilla will be in Edinburgh on Monday. Visa will join MasterCard and American Express in categorizing credit card transactions at gun shops separately from general merchandise. Visa announced their intentions to do so on Saturday. Two Native American tribes in South Dakota doubling up to buy 40 acres around the Wounded Knee National Historic Landmark, calling the purchase of the land an act of cooperation to ensure the area was preserved as a sacred site. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The pastor in Alabama who was arrested for watering flowers while black in a now viral video filed a federal lawsuit against the three officers as well as the town of Childersburg. Michael Jennings alleges his constitutional rights were violated and that the ordeal has caused lingering problems, including emotional distress and anxiety. His lawyers held a news conference outside of the Birmingham Federal Courthouse on Saturday to discuss the lawsuit. The incident happened back in May after a white neighbor called 911 reporting, quote, a younger black male and a gold SUV were at the house while the owners, who are friends of Jennings, were away. They asked them to watch the home. Another sign that we are starting to live with COVID, this time coming from America's highest court.
The U.S. Supreme Court will allow the public to hear arguments in person for the first time in about 2.5 years following a closure due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Justice Chief John Roberts has confirmed the court's 9 justices, all of whom have been vaccinated against COVID-19, will begin hearing a new round of cases when the court's next term kicks off on October 3rd. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
A federal judge has blocked the EPA from appealing a key ruling in a long-running lawsuit claiming criminal negligence by the federal government in Flint's lead-contaminated water between 2014 and 2015. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.